beep beep.
WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
Hello in Radioland.
Oh, well, I guess it looks like the mugs have taken over the radio station.
Yeah, extended stay.
And there's not a darn thing I can do about it, so I guess we're just going to have
to get on our soapbox.
Now we're going
to
start doing our Michael Caine impersonations.
She was only
17 years old.
I still like the microphone check you did at the very beginning, Todd.
That's right. I don't remember, but maybe it went something like this. Sounds like Theodos Todlinski. It does.
No one could sound that great.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead
and tell us the story about that, how that came about.
Well, we hired this dude out of Ottawa, Canada.
Yep.
I thought it was Toronto.
Oh.
Well, Canadian.
Up north, Canadian.
He was a famous DJ in the late 70s, early 80s.
And he had this wonderful voice, and I got a hold of him online, and I was like, Theodos, come on. Do this for us, because we have this vision of the song. We wanted to straight up Boogaloo. We all had this idea of doing an old time, like a Casey Kasem thing.
Okay.
Like so Theodos was kind enough to. Well, we had to pay him, but
he's kind of down on his luck a little bit. As far as I know, all he's wanted was a sandwich and a fifth of Ripple.
Yeah, but he had a PayPal account, and so that was helpful.
Yeah, right.
I put some money in the mug's PayPal account towards him.
I let him use my shower. That was ill-advised, but it was a disastrous session until he cleaned up. He didn't smell good, but he had an awesome speaking voice, so we ended up using him. He was really nice guy. Ultimately, you know, had some hard times in the 70s and 80s, but it was worth doing. He ended up making it onto the final track for Straight Up Boogaloo. It was great. Thanks, Theodos, if he's out there somewhere.
And he got his 15 minutes of fame, too, to boot.
Yeah, this record's just coming out Saturday. His 15 minutes hasn't even started yet. Right. Women are going to be calling him up, you know. Mm-hmm. Remember me? I was your prom date back in 1973?
All of a sudden, they want to take a picture with you. And all that.
Well, last we heard, he was a line cook on a cruise ship, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. At least he's getting out traveling. He was complaining that he was kind of stuck in Toronto for a little bit. So,
You
know, I wish him the best.
Yeah, I think he was with... Kid Rock and Whitey Morgan and that the Rock and Roll Cruise.
Yeah, he was rocking that thing with Brandon Calhoun was part of that.
Okay. It's cool. Some of our brothers in rock.
All right. Well, why don't we take a listen? So it's this gentleman that introduces the title track to your CD. Is that correct?
Yeah, right on. Yeah, the Straight Up Boogaloo.
All right. Let's take a listen.
Hey there, cats and kittens. Theodos Todlinski here, spinning your favorite jams from Fresno to Des Moines. Rocketing up the charts this week to number 13 are the Mugs with their new smash hit, The Straight Up Boogaloo. Can you dig it?
Thank you.
right. Straight Up Boogaloo, the title track from the latest album from the Mugs. And I guess this is actually going to be it this time, gentlemen. But
all
again,
right.
Thank you very much for coming down. Anything else? Your parting words before we go? Or
Please come down to the CD album release party on Saturday, March 21st at the Magic Bag Theater.
Yeah, we're going to have a blast. It's gonna be, weather's going to be great. And come in and get your green vinyl while we still got it.
And they'll be able to get it in all three categories, green vinyl, black vinyl, and CD.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's wonderful. Thank you again, gentlemen, for
coming down.
Thanks, Scott,
for having us.
Oh, enjoyed the music.
Engineers and all involved, nice work, gentlemen.
All righty. We're going to hand it over to Hallmark. He's got a live act that's getting ready to start just as we speak. It's the, forgive me, Mark, the...
Case Managers,
okay. All righty, I'm going to hand it over to Hallmark, and we'll go from there. Thank you very much. You're listening to WHFR.FM. The station making waves.
And a big thank you to the Mugs and Mr. Scott Boatwright for bringing the Mugs in.
Cheers. Thanks. Thank you very much.
This fine Thursday afternoon. Good to have these gentlemen back in the studios once again. We'll be looking forward to having them play Studio J one more time, once among many more times, because after 30 years, we are just getting started. Speaking of which, Case Managers, are you ready to get started?
Heck yeah.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Say that again one more time.
Heck yeah.
That's what we want to hear. Well, then enough of the talk. It's time. We've kept people waiting. All technical things aside, let's hear some music. Mr. 3, Mr. 84, track number one, if you will.
This is Pattern 1 by Case Managers.
They're bringing their tracks up at this time. We're getting a feed coming. It's the beauty of electronic dance music. Everything is a beautiful sound. Thank you.
Thank you.
feels good, I have to say.
And there you have the Case Managers with that extended track one.
I think that could have been pattern one and two.
I was wondering if I should go ahead and enter pattern two in there, because there was definite a different feel in rhythms and beats and rhymes. But yeah, I was just looking forward to you guys coming for so long now. But I just have to say, just right off the bat, welcome.
Darwin, you are the man.
Darwin, this is really a lot of fun. Thank you for having us on.
Hey, first off, I got to make it clear to everybody. This is CM3. Say hello.
How do you do?
And CM84.
What up?
Because that's who they are, the faceless ones. Yeah, I met these guys about, what's it been, a year now?
Yeah, close to a year, man, that record show.
Which is just another reason for everybody out there in listener land to come to the WHFR record show.
Buy vinyl.
All right, because you never know what's going to happen at the record show. Just happened to be putting my comic books out there. And what were we, kind of haggling over my Wolverine?
There was a Wolverine.
And a Captain America.
There was that four-part miniseries of Wolverine that was all there. And there was that Captain America. And there was Spider-Man. All that kind of crazy stuff.
And
Darwin's got the good books.
And it just so happened we got to talking. And yeah, we're musicians. I'm like, oh, really? Well, you know, we have a live performance on Thursday afternoons, right?
Nope.
Oh, so, and Stone Perkins was right beside me, and he's over there as my number one road dog wingman, and he's like, yeah, this guy you're talking to about comic books has this show called Mortar Live Drive at 5. Oh, man. So why don't you guys, you know, exchange some information, go ahead and get these books off of them. And I would like slashing prices, going ahead and saying, come on in. And
dude, it was totally worth it. We kind of apologize, we kind of missed out on our earlier gig that we were supposed to do here. There were children sick, all that kind of, you know, good stuff. But
and then we hope they're all troubles. Well now.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, then, that's what
both
matters
my
the
boys,
most.
Jack and Noah are doing great.
Good to hear that. But welcome, welcome, welcome. And it is so good to hear some of the stuff that I grew up on. Speaking of which, talk to me about your influences. How is it that you guys come to be these massive techno wizards?
That's you, dude.
I think a lot is owed to Ryan.
What? Who's that guy?
CM84?
This inspiration.
Okay, now if you're going to give up your own secret identity, you know, I can't help you. All right, if you're going to tell me who Batman is, you know.
Never.
I don't know who that guy is.
All right.
But, yeah, I think that we're 84 and I, like, meet in the middle. Is how many different things that he's played for me that at first it wouldn't have thought, you know, it'd be a sound I'd like. And eventually hearing things that I've worked on creep into his mix. And it's those overlaps. I think in art or music that's where we've met one another. And that's how this continues to be more interesting than anything I've been a part of.
And let me interrupt you real quick. For people, you know, talk about face for radio. I apologize. We don't do a live stream, a video stream. It's strictly audio. So people, what you don't know is that these guys are not cutting records. This is all about keyboards and Moogs. And yes, there's some laptops involved, but these guys are actually playing their music, all right? They're not spinning other people's there is some manipulation of sounds, mm-hmm. fair to say. There is some manipulation of what has existed, but there is most assuredly origination happening right here, right now, in Studio J. There's
most of the samples that you heard during that last piece were sampled while we're playing, so someone coughed or sneezed and we sampled it, that would be what we'd manipulate. We've had people laughing and saying things, and that could turn actually into a bass line. I think in City Club that was the beat once.
Right. No, we're all about gear, man. I'm all about gear. Matthew's all about... Oh, there it goes again. But yeah, we're all about gear. I'm always on the prowl for some kind of cool keyboard that's out there that's totally classic, you know? If anyone's got $800 they could send me, I can get a Juno 106. That would be pretty tight. And then, you know, we just bring what we got, and then we make it as musical as we can. And I love doing this. You know, Matthew, when we first got together, it was kind of just like, what the heck? Because we both met as case managers working for a doctor's office over for Macomb County. And I walk into his office once with a CD in my hand, Michael Mayer, German techno guy. And no one knows who he is, really, you know? And so I walk into his office. He's just brand new there. I was waiting in line to talk to my supervisor. Saw his office was open, so just coming in saying, how you do? He looks at the CD. He's like, how do you know Michael Mayer? And I'm just like, how do you know Michael Mayer? You know, and then that just started this whole journey of finding out that we were at the same concerts when we were younger, way back in, what, 89? We were both at the same...
We saw New Order at Pine Knob, I think, but our paths didn't cross until literally doing work as case managers and coming up with the idea that it would be a lot more interesting to be this case managers with a Z.
So there you go, taking away my next question.
Stealing thunder, dude.
Yeah. Go ahead. No. Tell the story, please.
And then so, you know, found out we were at these same concerts. Then found out that we were both using the same music editing program.
Kraftwerk 95, by any chance?
I was at Kraftwerk. He missed it.
I missed it, man.
Okay, so we were there together. All right.
Then he found out we used the same recording equipment. So one day he said, come on over, see my studio. I went over there, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is like awesome Toys R Us coolness. He had a lot of cool toys in there, and... We got together, started just putting what we bring to the table, you know, and making out whatever comes out of the right and the left cables,
right.
You know? And then, you know, it's really cool to see people dancing. It's really cool to see people
grouping. I see guys and girls dance.
Yeah.
Right away, we did get a couple of opportunities before we didn't really have a set before we played live the first time. We didn't let that stop us. We winged it, and that also became part of what I think case managers, it's never, that pattern one's going to be pretty different the next time we do it. So equipment has changed a lot, but our approach to it, you know, what changes that Ryan makes with rhythms on the fly, all of his synths are played just right and left hand. One time we needed a break and unrehearsed. It was something from Prince.
Right.
He worked in, unbeknownst to me. And so I tried to just play nothing right then. I'd never heard anything pulled off. I mean, he literally like sampled an artist that we both had a real fondness for, but just using his head.
It's funny because generally how I work is off this guy is that he'll start doing a pattern, he'll do something, and then I'll just get into my head, okay, nice bass line right here, nice high synthy part right here, If he's playing something in the middle, I'll go bass and I'll go high. If he's playing something high, I'll go mid and low. You know, it's all just about balance. Balance is a key thing in all music, you know, and you can't have too much of one and not enough of the other. And when you bring it all together, it brings something beautiful, you know, like that middle track. Not, I don't know what you call it, one or two or three, whatever.
1.5.
Movement. Pattern one, movement two.
Yeah, right. Version 2.7, you know?
A.
Opus three. Now, I know, CM84, that you play, dare I say, wooden live instruments. That require amplification. I want to say guitars, okay? Now, what about you, CM3? Are you outside of the Moog keyboard world?
I can rock a guitar just a little bit, you know? I appreciate all kinds of music, you know? It's funny when Matt... 84, dude, this gimmick's never gonna stick.
I'm in a lot of trouble with this.
I love it.
But like, you know, when Matthew was Tyler, when he was talking about, you know, me bringing music into his life that he's never heard, you know, I one of the things that I love in life is like breakdancing and b-boys, that kind of stuff. And the music that comes with that particular part of hip hop is, you know, breaks and awesomeness, you know? So, you know, I watch these battles and then, you know, I listen for these songs and I find out what the song is. And so I found out this one song, Los Tios Cuerdos, Son Me Ves Volar. Is it? That's straight Spanish, you know, guitars and drums, all that stuff. I played it for this guy. You know, I'm kind of thinking it's not really his kind of music or whatever. And then play it. And
for
then,
people who haven't heard it, it's excellent 70s funk.
Oh, it's so good. And then...
So you'll be hearing that on the Cosmic Swap.
And there you go. So maybe Ves Volar. The next day, he texts me, you know, probably I think late at night. And he's just like, I can't get that out of my head. Something to that effect, you know. And
I couldn't find it.
So... I shot him the information on where to find it on the internet, and you know it's good stuff like that. He's always trying to push Aphex Twin on me, and you know his, you know I like Matthew for what he brings, and he brings lots of noise and lots of delays and lots of craziness to the music. The part that I don't do, you know, I do more musicality and rhythms and that kind of stuff, and so. He'll shoot me music of, you know, noise artists,
stuff that sounds like it's falling apart or that it's being broken, that's my part.
Right. And, you know, I'll dig it, and, you know, we work off each other. And like I said, he'll bring the noise, I'll bring rhythms and bring it all together. And that's what you get. Little case managers, I guess, you know.
Well, with the time we have left, let's talk about Pattern two, opuses yeah. One and two, or movements, what have you.
That last journey, I guess.
That last journey.
Yeah, it got like really like happy. It was kind of like serious at the beginning, then it got happy, and then it got really like in your face. Ugh.
No, let's take the people out on this. We've got 10 minutes to do this, mm-hmm. And I know you can do this.
What?
So we've got to take them out one good time.
All right. We got more patterns.
Can we do this?
All day, my man. All day, Darwin. And
check this out, everybody.
This is what we do.
Case Managers 3, Case Managers 84. Darwin. I charge you with this mission. Give the people what they came here for. Give them real Detroit progressive techno.
It's what we do.
As only you can do this. Right here on the only station making waves. This is the Mortar Live Drive at 5. These are the Case Managers.
Buy vinyl.
Lots of them.
Warm it up, y'all. ¶¶
I'm trying. WHFR Dearborn.
Hey, you guys and dolls out there. Join me, Daddy G, at the Malt Shop every Thursday at 2 p.m. We'll go back to the 50s and 60s when rock and roll was just getting started. That's the Malt Shop with Daddy G, Thursdays at 2 p.m. only on WHFR. Be there or be square.
Capital, my dear Watson. Let us return to our humble abode.
221B Baker Street, please, cabby.
From London, we present Black Peter, a play for radio by Michael Hardwick, based on the short story by Sir Arthur.